welcome to the call, the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
How are we doing, Rob?
Doing all right. A difficult opener for you guys out at San Diego State, fall 31-0. Give me your impressions on the game.
Well, it was a very tough football game for us. I thought on the defensive side of the ball, we took some strides into becoming a better defense over the course of a 5 or 6 months here, and it showed up a little bit on Saturday night. I thought we did a terrific job of tackling in open spaces, of stopping the run the way we need to stop the run in order to be successful. Unfortunately, when you're zeroing in on stopping a run, some of our young guys didn't keep their eyes where they belong, and they were able to pop 3 or 4 big X plays and take advantage of our secondary not having their eyes where they belong. Two of our young corners got beat. They had another score late in the game. We had a fourth down stop, which was a really big stop inside the 10-yard line, and we were offsides. So, the score ends up 31-0. Defensively, you take some things away that you did well, but you got a lot of areas to improve on. I'm very disappointed on the offensive side of the ball. Very disappointed. I thought we did not perform up to the level that we have to perform to play at this level, and especially in our league and the teams we're playing. And didn't think we physically competed in the offensive line as well as we need to compete. So we're going to have to really improve that over not only this week but the next, 8 to 10 weeks in order for us to be a good football team, but there's some signs.
You knew going into that game, San Diego State picked as to win the Mountain West Conference, and you said in looking at film that they were one of the best opponents you think you had seen in the years you guys have played FBS foes. Were they as good as advertised for you?
They were as good as they advertised, yes, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, Danielle Pomfrey is a hell of a player. Their quarterback makes some plays, but defensively, they really swarmed to the ball. They did some really good things in fronts with twist and line and stuff that we knew was coming. We kind of thought we could pick it up. We did at times, but they just overwhelmed us on the defensive side of the ball. It's the second year in a row, San Jose State, the same thing. Mountain West Conference has some big football players, but athletic guys at the second level that really can hurt you.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for Coach McDonald this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You mentioned how well your defense played and some of those young guys that got caught looking the wrong way, but they also had some guys step up. Sophomore Jared Kuhl, career-high 10 tackles, and Rick Ellison, a redshirt freshman, career-high 10 tackles. A couple of young guys.
Yep.
Talk about their performances.
Well, Kuhl, we decided to play Kuhl because of the size of their team. He's a linebacker for us. He's very athletic. So we put him at a strong side linebacker, the strong safety position. And he didn't disappoint. But he's been playing that way all camp, whether he's been on the field in our Okie package or anything. He's been flying around making tackles. One of our better football players. So we got him on the field. And, he goes out there and he has 8 solo tackles. Caught people in open spaces, just played with an edge on his shoulder, did a really good job. Ricky Ellison, in the meantime, is another kid that I had really great expectations for after watching, the spring, and he had a good fall camp. And again, everybody knows him. The way you're going to practice, the way you're going to play. These two kids have practiced very, very well, scrimmaged very, very well. They played well on Saturday night.
Were you pleased with all the new guys and all the new faces that you had? Were you surprised or I'm sure pleased that the way that unit was able to come together so early in the year against such a quality opponent?
Well, I don't know about come together, Rob. We still, they still threw the ball for a ton of yards against us, and they had 461 total yards of offense. The one thing that came that made us feel better as a defense, we played with a forward lean in us. We tackled people. We didn't have catching gear on the whole game. And last year when we walked away from San Jose State, it was a different feel after that game. We were on our heels and got knocked around a little bit. This year, I thought we responded. We just got to clean up some of the things, like I said, with our eyes and some of the things with keeping the ball in front, and we'll have an opportunity to compete.
Okay. Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Erica.
And your question is from Jennifer Cullen from Rooster Telegram.
Hi, Coach.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I wanted to see if you could tell me what you saw from Neil O'Connor during the preseason and what your expectations are for him this season.
Well, Neil has improved tremendously since last uh, last uh, last fall, and unfortunately Neil got a hamstring injury in the spring and didn't get to practice as much, but he came back in the best shape of his life, had three PRs in the weight room, was in great shape, and he's a very, very, very good athlete. You know, our expectations for him is to be part of this offense as much as we can. You know, he had a catch on Saturday night. We tried to get him the ball a couple other times. You know, he's one of those kids that we've made our money on here at New Hampshire. Multi-sport athlete who can play a bunch of different positions, who doesn't get phased. He can run with the ball in his hand. He can catch it. He showed that in preseason in the final scrimmage. Had a hell of a scrimmage there. Had four or five catches for over 100 yards. You know, I the more he plays, the better he gets. I really just like the way OC has played for us.
Thank you.
Sean, we talked about the disappointment on the offensive side. Trevor Knight, with his first start at quarterback, he played along with Adam Reese. Kind of give me your impressions on Trevor's effort and what he needs to clean up for Saturday.
Well, he had a little bit of happy feet early in the game, you know, and rightfully so. There were people swarming in him from all sorts of angles, you know, with different things. But, you know, your first start against one of the top 25 teams in the country, you know, FBS game, all hyped up, out in the cold Kwan Stadium. You know, he's just got to relax a little bit, and hopefully when he gets back into the groove of things, you know, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week, we see some marked improvement on what he does. As for Adam went in there and did a nice job, you know, and was close all through camp, you know. We put him in the second quarter like we said he was, and he hit a couple balls, moved us a little bit. But neither of the guys had much opportunity, to be honest with you. You know, the pressure they put on, the coverage, how tight they were. You know, those guys, we got to work to improve their feet in the pocket. We got to work to improve their patience in the pocket. Hopefully we get off on the right foot this week against Holy Cross and then take it from there.
Opening of new Wildcat Stadium on Saturday, the official opening, and someone who's has been at UNH for so long, what's that night going to mean to you, and how big is it for your school and the community and your football program?
Well, you know, it's a great thing to have to open up with this new facility, and it's a product of a ton of work by a bunch of people that have stayed the course here at UNH. You know, between President Huddleston and Marty Scarano, you know, what they've done to give us this opportunity, our foundation is great. For our alums coming back and people in the state, it's something that's deserving to these people that have put New Hampshire on the map by working hard, by playing hard, by doing the right things on and off the football field. It's a mixture of excitement, you know, for those people to come back and take great pride that now we have a very good class, number one facility in the state of New Hampshire for football, for soccer, for Special Olympics, for all these things. So I think there's going to be a bunch of excitement. I think there's going to be a great crowd. The thing that we have to understand is that this is a good football team coming in here, Holy Cross, and we've got to play our tails off in order to meet the expectation and the excitement that's going to be coming in on that night.
Touch on Holy Cross. They're coming off a 51-24 win over Morgan State last Saturday. As you started to study them on film, what jumps out, and what are you going to need to do on Saturday?
Well, it all starts with the quarterback, and Poulios is their starting quarterback. The kid's a three-year starter for him. He is, you know, a Patriot League, you know, first-team all-conference guy. He is something special to watch on a film. He can throw the ball, guys, and he can throw it from the sideline to the hash. He can throw it from the hash to the numbers to the sideline. It's impressive walk, and they do a great job of spreading people out. They have 10 starters returning on offense. 10 of them are seniors, guys, and this is a pretty impressive thing for their offense. So I don't think they're going to be razzled by any crowds or anything like that. I think they're going to come out and execute. These are a senior-laden team with a guy pulling the trigger that can make a ton of plays. I'm really impressed with their receiving corps in the sense that three of their top four receivers come back and they just catch the ball and make plays after it, you know. And I sit there and I watch that, and it's very similar to where we were 2 years ago, I think. You know, had some really good quarterbacks, some running backs, some guys could go. You know, I think Flattery and Wiswick are very good. I think Gill, the running back's good. Their tight end, Nicholson, is good. You know, Poulios, the quarterback, makes it all go, though, guys.
All right, Sean, thanks as always for your time today, and good luck against Holy Cross, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. All right.